Hi again, I'm Kelly Beatty, the editor of Night Sky magazine, and tonight we're going on a tour of the stars and planets that you'll see overhead during September. You won't need a telescope or fancy equipment, just find a clear view of the sky and bring your curiosity. September evenings can get pretty cool, so before heading out, grab a sweater or light jacket. Then settle onto a blanket, a folding chair, or reclining lounger, and lean back to take in the beauty of the star-spangled sky overhead. Seasonally speaking, September is a time of transition. Sunset comes earlier and earlier, by 7:30 most everywhere. And when it does, early in the month, you'll see the moon hanging low in the south or southeast. Its phase is somewhere between half-lit and full. This month's full moon, called the fruit moon, falls on the 7th. I want you to notice how low the moon looks in the sky. Stretch out your arm and clench your fist. You can see that the moon is no more than the width of two or three fists above the horizon. Yet, 6 months from now, the moon will arc nearly overhead at night. Why is that? The path followed by the sun and planets in the sky, an imaginary line called the ecliptic, starts where the sun sets and moves leftward across the sky. It turns out that during autumn, Earth is tipped in space in such a way that the ecliptic is at a shallow angle in the sky, staying relatively close to the horizon. And right now, the moon happens to be positioned a few degrees below the ecliptic. That's why the moon is lurking so low in the south. In fact, if you have even modest trees or buildings in the way, the moon can be up in the sky, but still hidden from your view. Before it gets too dark, swing around to the right, back toward the sunset point, until you run into a very obvious star low in the southwest. That's Jupiter, king of the planets. A few months ago, Jupiter was much brighter and more obvious, because it was more than 100 million miles closer to Earth in interplanetary space. And back then, we had a bunch of bright planets to enjoy in the evening sky. But now, just this one remains in view. And you'd better catch sight of Jupiter while you can, because by the end of September, it'll be slipping below the horizon around the time that twilight ends. Once it gets good and dark, it's time for some stargazing. Let's make our way from Jupiter to the opposite side of the sky, taking the celestial highway that runs highest above you. Lift your gaze up, way up, to find a bright star that's almost directly overhead. That's Vega. It's relatively close as stars go, just 25 light years away. Now slide your gaze past Vega by about 2.5 fists in the direction opposite Jupiter to a second bright star called Deneb. Astronomers aren't sure of Deneb's exact distance, but it's roughly 100 times farther away than Vega. But it's still quite a sparkler, isn't it? That's because Deneb is a real powerhouse of a star, pumping out at least 100,000 times more light than our sun does. Let's look for a third bright star, Altair, about 3 fists to the south of Vega and 4 from Deneb. Week by week, this trio of easy-to-spot stars, known collectively as the Summer Triangle, is gradually migrating westward in the sky. It'll stay with us a few more months before sinking out of sight in the west. By mid-September, the moon will be long gone from the evening sky, and if you're lucky enough to live in a really dark location, far from city lights, you'll have no trouble seeing a delicately glowing river of light that we call the Milky Way vaulting high across the sky. That's the combined light of countless stars in our galaxy's midsection. But chances are you're not so lucky. Sadly, light pollution has robbed most of us of the chance to see the Milky Way at all. But as it turns out, some of its richest concentrations of stars are in the vicinity of Deneb. Can you see a faint glow up there? If you're not sure, try again closer to midnight, when many lights have been shut off and Deneb itself is almost overhead. Let's finish our trek on the side of the sky directly opposite Jupiter in the northeast. Here the Milky Way descends down past the dim constellation of Cepheus, the legendary king of Ethiopia, to Cassiopeia, his mythical wife and queen. Cassiopeia is the much brighter and easier to find celestial landmark. Its 5 brightest stars form a squashed W that's pointing toward upper left. Like all the constellations on the eastern side of the sky, Cassiopeia rises higher during the night and during the coming weeks and months. Now, you probably know September as the month with an equinox, when summer officially gives way to fall, at least for those of us in the Northern Hemisphere. On the East Coast, this autumnal equinox occurs at 3 minutes after midnight on September 23rd. On the West Coast, that's 9:03 p.m. on the 22nd. And here's a tip. On the equinox, the sun rises due east and sets due west, no matter where you live. If you want more sky watching tips, check out Night Sky's official website, skytonight.com. Next month, we'll spend more time with Cassiopeia and find out why she's so vain. Until then, I wish you clear skies.